Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
We start with what's happening all over the country, the pause of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine and its impact this morning on our region.
Our business editor, John Cropley, who's been covered COVID from the start, took a look at what the impact would be with this temporary pause yesterday around the region. And in general, the immediate impact is not too bad. There are precautions and there are arrangements that various county health departments are taking to make up for it and reallocating shots to either the Pfizer or the Moderna shots. But we did talk to a couple of people who talked about the longer-term impact on this in terms of what the public willingness to receive the vaccine will be. There are a number of areas around here that are already starting to see some unwillingness to take the vaccine. They've done pretty well to start with, but we talked to the acting Schenectady County Public Health Director, Keith Brown, and he said, you know, there's no doubt about it. This is going to erode the confidence in not only the Johnson & Johnson shots, but the vaccine in general. But he did mention and stress that in Schenectady County, they hadn't used any J&J doses yet. They were due to have some administered at a public clinic this Friday. But instead, what they're going to do is they're going to make Moderna doses available to the 100 people that signed up. And similar kind of scenarios in Saratoga County and Albany County. If you had an appointment this week for the Johnson & Johnson, Saratoga County is going to make Pfizer available. Albany County is a similar situation. They have a little bit more challenge because they have a big college population there. They were hoping to get them shots of Johnson & Johnson doses this week. And so they've had to sort of go to Plan B and try to get some Pfizer doses to these students. But they were hoping to give them these shots because a lot of these students will be leaving town. I guess it'll be a little bit of a coordination effort to get those second shots in 3 or 4 weeks.
Miles, you also have a story in the Gazette today about a county warning about a COVID-19 exposure on a bus. What's this story?
Yeah, up in Fulton County in our coverage area up near the Sacandaga Lake and everything, they're just sort of wrangling with some surging problems with COVID. And so the latest news that we have today is that in the fourth warning in just the last couple of weeks, they're warning about a COVID exposure on a popular city bus. It's called the Gloversville Transit City Bus right in the city of Gloversville. And as I said, the last couple of weeks, they've had a growing problem up in Fulton County, including this past weekend. It really came to a head at the Fulton County Jail, where they've got sort of the two things going on. They've got a big challenge in terms of getting the staff to want to take the COVID vaccine. Less than 50% of the staff decided to take the vaccine. And then at the same time, they had a little outbreak the last couple of weeks, and they've got 38 inmates testing positive just in the last few weeks. And that actually has, this past weekend, caused a little problem where there was staffing reductions because of sick days with jail guards, and they had a little bit of unrest. It didn't turn out into anything terrible. There was no actual physical confrontations, but there were some inmates who weren't taking directives, and so they had to call in some support from state police, and they had to get the road patrol to go into the jail. Fulton County has struggled in a couple areas recently. They've got one of the highest positivity rates in the region in terms of COVID. And then they also have one of the lowest vaccination rates in the state. They're down about one of the worst three in the whole state in terms of vaccination rates. So, as I said, they're seeing some more of these public exposure warnings and trying to get the word out to avoid further infections.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David.